At 6:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver's real estate market took a hit from the pandemic last month, CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
The number of listings in the metro area fell 37% compared to a year ago. That's according to the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. The number of homes under contract was down by almost 50%. The market could turn around as the state eases its social distancing guidelines. Showings in the metro area surged last week when in-person tours resumed, with an unusually high number early in the week, the association says. But by Saturday, the number of showings was down 50% compared to the first weekend in March. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
City of Pueblo residents vote today on whether to form their own municipal electric utility. CPR's Grace Hood explains.
Ballot question 2A would terminate the city's contract with the current utility Black Hills Energy. Supporters say electrical bills under Black Hills are higher compared to Xcel Energy or nearby Colorado Springs utilities. Opponents say acquiring the electrical infrastructure from Black Hills could be costly. So far, the opposition group Pueblo Cares has raised significantly more cash in the amount of $1.5 million. Proponents in the group Bring the Power Home 2020 have raised more than $30,000. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
Officials say a ban on camping in state parks and wildlife areas is still in place. The order banning camping was supposed to lift Monday, but a spokesperson says the order will remain in place until further notice. Officials say they're worried with public health officials, working with public health officials and the governor's office on a timeline to reopen areas to camping. And a correction, a story yesterday morning incorrectly described the bike share program in Colorado Springs. It is run by an independent nonprofit. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.